So it's muted, the beeping, or is it stopped?
We muted it with pillows.
Oh, okay.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
Not,
4.
Well, kind of.
3, 2, 1.
Blog Talk Radio!
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay. Yeah, it is true. There could be a little bit of a beep in the background. There's not much I can do about that. Hopefully it doesn't come through.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we going to talk about?
Here we are.
This week on the Derek and Kay Show.
Here we go. Well, I got some weird news headlines. We got a Cookie Monster theft.
Interesting.
Yeah, more on that later in the weird news.
I've got the most unhealthy celebrities of 2012, according to Perez Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Which I may or may not get to, actually, by the way.
Okay, interesting. Blah, 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 blah. We got a place to take a nap in Vienna. People looking to take a nap. You know, lots of people like to take naps, and sometimes there's not a place for a nap.
I like to take a nap.
Me too. So there's a story on that coming up in the weird news.
We're going to recap the storm.
Oh, that's right.
And share our Valentine's Day plans.
Okay, I better think about that one.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, we might possibly have one of the grossest kiss that happens in jail.
Oh.
And
you were telling me about this
quite
this
an
morning.
Issue. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Oh, my God. And finally.
Finally!
Dan and Jay from the new animated series, soon to happen, definitely, because I know they'll get funded, Hero Makers.
Awesome.
We're going to make it happen for them. All right, are you
it's
ready?
Be great. I think I'm ready.
Let's do this beep thing.
Let's hope so.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Alright!
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun. Boy, this is fascinating.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is February 10th.
That's right.
2013.
You look like you were looking at me just to make sure it was actually February 10th.
I wasn't too sure. There was a lot going on there
in
the beginning.
What day is it? Who knows?
We are over 120,000 listens.
Amazing.
And growing. We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Sometimes.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
I am.
Yes. Pokemon.
This one's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Am I going to know it?
No. I mean, you might.
Oh, okay.
Rock'n'Rolla.
Oh, this is some kind of... This must be a musical one.
No.
No?
Not actually.
Oh, it's a rock.
Yeah, it's a rock Pokemon.
Nice.
It's called Rock'n'Rolla.
I got it. I got one.
Isn't that stupid?
That is kind of dumb.
It doesn't have a face.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, this is episode 102?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, there we go. Good. Got that out there.
You have to mention that now?
I like to mention that at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway.
There we go.
Oh, I dropped my folder.
Uh-oh.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods if you'd like. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on our Twitter handle, DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live until 8:30 this evening and 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And as regular listeners can probably tell by the sound of my voice, I am sick.
Oh, no. You're doing all right. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha.
Cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
You're doing okay. You sound better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the day before, which I sounded a lot like a tenor.
Yeah, you do sound a little congested or something.
I'm way congested.
Do we still have a beep going? Yeah. Yeah, we absolutely do.
What is the beep? Explain to the listeners.
Okay.
They don't know.
Yeah. So
I don't know if anyone can hear it.
This happened.
We can hear it for sure.
Yeah, a little bit behind the curtain. This happened like 10 minutes before the show. Probably 9 minutes.
I think it was 9 minutes.
I went to print something. And I got a laser printer. And it flipped the circuit, and I got a backup power supply that actually can basically run the whole show. But for some reason, the beep is stuck on, and I couldn't get to it and turn it off. I don't know why. I don't know if it's coming through the through. Oh, that's really cute. I don't know if it's coming through the broadcast. People in the chat room, do you hear a beep?
I don't think that it will be loud enough
it's,
to come
it's
through.
It's probably all right.
And it's slightly less annoying because there's some pillows that are muffling the sound.
Yeah, we stuffed it with pillows, and like it's under the desk, and we just piled a bunch of stuff. So hopefully it's okay.
But there is a high-frequency hum.
Definitely hear that.
Here in the beautiful downtown studios of Boston.
Cumbie loves the beep. So it's a new part of the show we're going to have to always have.
The beep, yeah.
Is there a problem with their hearing? No, there's just a beep in the background.
I don't know. Your ears aren't ringing. There is actually a beep.
It's kind of annoying for me, but I'll figure it out, I guess.
We'll figure it out.
Definitely.
Anyway, so we've been together for a long time today.
Yeah, we have. We've been really, we've been doing it up, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so explain to the listeners what happened to us yesterday. Well, first of all,
where do we begin?
I got sick on Thursday.
Oh, yes. And then the storm hits Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Nemo.
Right. Lots of snow in the Boston
area. Since when are we naming our blizzards? That's like a new thing.
It's a marketing ploy, I think, by the
Disney
weather people. Oh, that's a different movie, I think.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Did you see all the fish sculptures, by the way?
No.
People did like all kinds of like snow fish after that.
Oh,
movie,
really? Because of Nemo.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, the storm wasn't so cute.
No, it was crazy.
It moved in.
What's that?
It moved in.
It moved in.
It stayed with us a long time.
Sunday.
Today is Sunday.
Friday morning, around 9-ish, I'm guessing.
Yeah, little bit after 9, I think.
And it went till good part of Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Or Saturday morning-ish?
Almost
midday.
Yeah, it was brutal.
High winds, lots of snow.
Blizzard.
What did we
get,
over 2 feet?
Over 2 feet.
Yeah, and there's huge snow drifts. Roads aren't even fully plowed in the Boston area.
You still can't see my car.
You can see half of it.
Well, you can see half of the car.
Yeah, you look on the other side. And it looks like
ridiculous.
There might be a car there. I don't know.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. So it was a crazy storm. So we were thinking about getting together and play some games, but we got snowed. We waited till after the snow.
We were trapped. Well, there was a travel ban.
Driving ban
in the state of Massachusetts.
Right, from 4 o'clock Friday to 4 o'clock on Saturday.
There was no public transportation running, and you couldn't be on the street. Uh-oh, Derek's going to sneeze.
I'm okay.
You going to get it?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a sneeze. No, I don't have a sneeze.
So there was no traveling.
Yeah.
And then, so when you came over last night.
Right.
My husband shoveled his car out.
Yep.
And then he went to go get Derek because there's no place
to
park.
Pretty crazy out there.
It was nuts.
It was really a winter wonderland.
I mean, I didn't see what was happening out there, but I guess it was nuts. You guys said it was nuts.
There's people skiing. There's people... Oh, my gosh. He's eating the rug.
Cat is distracting us again. Anyway, so Tom went to go get Derek. Derek came over. We played. We ate pizza.
I know what you were going to say.
I know.
Sorry, you didn't want to say it. Yeah, we're going to say it.
We had homemade pizza.
Well, that's being awfully nice.
It was excellent. And fries were excellent.
Yeah, 50-minute fries.
They were supposed to be 5-minute fries, but we put too many. They were 50-minute fries.
Yeah.
And we had drinks.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And we played Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
Until like midnight, and then I got sick of playing.
Yeah, we all got kind of tired, it seemed.
And then somebody had a little too much to drink to drive Derek home.
Yeah, not to mention any names.
It wasn't me. So Derek ended up sleeping on our air mattress in the spare bedroom.
Yeah, it was great.
And we started the morning with brawl and pancakes.
Kept going with that, yeah. We made some fuzzy navels.
I did not have part in the fuzzy navels.
Those were actually
recovering.
Pretty great. I don't think I've ever had one before. That was probably the first
totally
time.
I think it's totally
disgusting. It was good. It was good.
It's just something you have in college. It's gross.
Peach, orange juice, and vodka. It's delicious.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Started the morning off right.
But the smash was good.
Yeah, it was.
Victory for you.
That's right.
The winner is Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I had fun.
You did have fun.
Yeah, I had
That's
fun.
That's good. You said it's good when Peach wins.
It's good when Tom doesn't win.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he wins all the time. But anyway, the storm was crazy.
It was really crazy.
I was lucky enough to be sick during it.
I hope, so you'd be doing the same thing even if there wasn't a storm.
I suppose.
Inside, yeah.
I'd be inside sleeping,
right.
Trying to recover, eating cough drops, taking NyQuil.
That's good stuff.
Steaming, doing the humidifier.
That's right. And you had the nose thing. What's that called? The magic trick where you pour nose in your ear and it comes out your nose.
Oh, the neti pot.
Yeah, that thing's crazy.
Yeah, I did that.
I remember I tried to do that once.
What happened?
It came out the other end. It was weird. I don't know how that works.
It feels great, doesn't it?
Sort of, if you like stuff going up your nose.
I love the neti pot.
Yeah. It's good.
You have to use spring water, though.
It's a Singer thing. Oh, you do?
You have to use bottled water.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the tap water,
yeah.
There's been some incidents of brain-eating bacteria in the tap water.
What?
So when people used tap water and they neti potted, it went up and they ate their brain and they died, I think.
What?
Yes.
That sounds like a made-up story to me.
It's not a made-up story. It's totally true. So what? I bought a big gallon, 2 gallon
okay.
bottle of spring water.
Can you boil the water and then use it?
Sure. That kills everything, right?
That would work too.
But you wouldn't want to boil it and then put it in your sinus cavity, right?
Not when it's that hot. No, that's going to be really bad.
That'd be a trip to the ER, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
That'd be amazing.
Well, I tried it with tonic once, and it was a really weird sensation.
As in quinine tonic?
Yeah.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Well, you should only use regular water.
Okay, no, good to know. Next time I'll do that.
With some salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
Good salty water. I mean, not too salty, not like seawater salty.
Right, you just add a little salt.
Just a little salt. There's special neti pot salt.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
You don't just use table salt.
No, that's trifling.
That beep is really starting to get to me.
Yeah.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay. It's going to be okay. No, it's right. Yeah.
Oh. This is the first day I've actually had some phonation back in my voice.
Yeah, no, you definitely sound better, as I said.
I've been really really just flat out.
Yeah.
And it's good to be back a little bit because I was supposed to be having a rehearsal on Friday that got canceled due to the storm.
Right.
So now hopefully I'll either have it tomorrow or later in the week. Who knows?
Yeah, some things are even getting canceled tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just crazy.
The MBTA has been closed for days.
Yeah, which has never happened.
No subway, no tea, no buses, nothing.
We've had a couple incidences before where they shut down for a day.
Yes.
Most of a day.
Half a day or something.
Yeah, but I've never seen more than that.
This has been pretty incredible.
It is really incredible.
All I can see is little feet up there.
He's probably doing something really naughty. Theo has just been all over the place.
Theo has been all over the place all the time.
Super
oh,
crazy.
My goodness. So all I've been doing is doing work on the computer and trying to sleep and trying to recover.
Oh, that's good.
Because I hate being sick.
Oh,
it's the worst.
It is. Yeah, there's really nothing much you can do.
Because I think every second grader and fourth grader in Dorchester has sneezed on me in the last 2 weeks. So it's no wonder I'm sick.
Oh, that's the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, the kids totally do all that stuff.
I teach kids 3 times a week. So, and I'm up in their face pretty much trying to do stuff.
Yeah, they have
and
germs.
A lot of them were all sneezy and coughy.
And
I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
They carry the germs.
They are little germ disseminators. Butt cute, I suppose.
You're saying they're butt cute?
No, I'm saying they're cute.
Okay, I got it.
Also.
I got it.
Some of them are cute.
All right.
Some of them are little pains in the ass. No, they're all cute. They're cute.
Cute kids.
Cute kids. They do cute stuff. They come up with some catchy tunes, I'm telling you. A little talented.
So they're,
a little
right, they're writing tunes is what
they're
the kids
tunes.
Are doing.
I'm helping them write some tunes. It's good times. They're coming up with their own melodies. It's good times. That beep is really getting to me.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to figure out something after the show. I don't want to touch anything.
Nothing's going to happen during the show.
I don't think so.
It's going to be beep-tacular.
It's going to be beep-tacular.
Beep-tastic.
Oh, beep-tastic?
Beep-tastic.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't have an answer.
Well, you've got a beep there on your thing.
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
What else is going on? We got people in the chat room.
Yes. Oh, today
Tea
is...
Tea time with Benji.
Today is
okay.
Umbrella Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Sweet. So it's a good day to play some Rihanna.
That is a good song. It's one of my favorites.
Gumby says he can't hear anymore.
He can't hear anymore.
The beep is overwhelming us.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Tea Time with Benji show is also in the chat room.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a small shout out.
Everyone's talking about Benji.
They're doing a super awesome Whitney tribute show tomorrow.
Oh.
At 5:30 Central Time. It's called Whitney Houston a year ago today.
Wow.
But didn't she kick it in the bathtub a year ago tomorrow?
Has it been a year?
I think so.
Oh my gosh, time flew by. I didn't even know that was coming around again.
Yeah, everything eventually comes around again.
Wow. I mean, I knew that fast, I guess.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Pardon me.
In the bathtub, man.
Yeah. Did they finally know what happened? Because there was some talk for a while.
I think she drugged out and then drowned in the bathtub.
Did they know if it was intentional or not?
No. But
she
I'm
slipped
thinking,
under the water,
I'm
right?
Thinking
she
not.
She kind of like got knocked out and then went under the water. Is that
I'm
what
thinking,
happened?
I'm thinking she just lost control of herself. I don't think it was intentional.
Yeah. It was just doing a little bit too much.
And yes, crack is whack. Thank you.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to get totally cracked out, you probably don't want to take a bath on your lonesome.
Not even a shower.
No, yeah.
Not even, you don't even want to be by yourself.
Aren't you supposed to have a pal if you go in with that?
If you're going to treat the crack, you might as well go to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
At least they can save you there.
That's true.
Kind of.
It's an unfortunate event because she's very talented.
She is very talented.
Right, she was.
Recreational drugs are no joke.
You got to be careful with that.
There's no recreation about recreational drugs.
Yeah.
Except maybe NyQuil.
Oh, that is good.
But there's not much recreation in that.
It's you sleep. If you enjoy sleeping.
If you enjoy resting.
That's what's going to.
And snoring.
But aren't sleeping pills bad for you? I thought I heard something about that. I've never taken those.
I think it probably depends on what kind of sleeping pill.
Yeah, I've heard that those were bad too.
But I'm telling you. Why can't I find the NyQuil D?
I know you went to two places for that, right?
I have now gone to three or four places.
So what's the deal? Why don't they have it? Are they out of it, or what's with that?
Here's the story. So the old NyQuil, before the whole situation,
when
we were kids.
There's the drugs again ruining it for
everyone.
Yeah,
it had pseudoephedrine in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good stuff.
Okay.
That's the stuff that drains your sinuses.
Pseudoephedrine.
It drains your sinuses and makes your life so much better, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can see clearly again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the peeps who make the meth,
mm-hmm. they use that.
The Breaking Bad peeps.
Yeah.
They use that to make their meth amphetamine.
Oh, okay.
So
they somehow extract it somehow.
Yes, they extract it.
Okay.
Because they're doing organic chemistry like in the basement.
Right. Or in the back of a truck.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Or in a van like on Breaking Bad.
Or an apartment. Yeah.
Or in the street. Who knows?
Right.
Anyway, excuse me. So they now made the pseudoephedrine available behind the counter, and drug companies panicked. So they took the pseudoephedrine out of the NyQuil and put in, like, some crazy drug that doesn't work.
Right. You say it doesn't work for you. I've taken...
It doesn't work for anyone.
I've taken whatever it is. The last one I took, I don't remember what it was. It worked.
Oh,
it had the same
horrible
effect, but I don't know.
So
I didn't notice a difference.
I think it doesn't work. And so then they brought back in 2008, I think, the old NyQuil formula with the pseudoephedrine, but they called it NyQuil D.
What's the D for?
I think it's for decongestant.
Okay.
But they put it behind the counter. So I went behind the counter and I was like, I saw it behind the counter one time. I was at CVS.
Yeah.
It was behind the front counter, not the pharmacy. And I was like, can I have that? And they were like, yes. So I have a bottle of NyQuil D, but the bottle is expired.
Oh, it's probably fine.
You think it's fine?
When's the expiration? You still have it?
Yeah,
it's
I still have it.
It's probably fine. I don't know.
Who wants to take old expired medicine. That's trifling.
I do it all the time. It's probably fine.
You do it all the time?
Well, not anymore, but
that,
I have.
Is that why you're passing out all the time?
No, I have. I haven't
talking strange stuff to me all the time. You give me a call and you're like, yeah.
This stuff is good if you drink with it.
And I ask you if you've taken expired medicine again.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No, but I don't want to take the expired medicine. I'm holding on to this bottle for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it expired in like 11.
It's got a good street value.
Like 2011.
Oh, okay.
It's got a great street
value. Yeah, it is kind of a long time if it's 13 now.
So I'm chilling with the NyQuil D, but I want to find it.
Okay.
Apparently, it's not discontinued yet. I think you can get it at Walgreens.
They should make an app that finds it for you.
NyQuil D app finder.
Reminds me of that song, They Might Be Giants had NyQuil Driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was good.
I just really want to get a good night's sleep while I'm sick.
That's it. And you feel better. Like if you get a good night's sleep when you're sick, you automatically feel a little bit better the next day.
If you have a head cold and your head, like when you lay down, your head gets pounding, right?
Yeah, and you don't sleep well.
And you don't sleep.
And you're coughing.
You're coughing. Yeah. I'm coughing all night last night. That was horrible. Did you hear me?
I did hear some coughing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's okay.
And I mean, believe me, it wasn't fun.
Yeah. No, I don't. I can't imagine.
Anyway, I woke up this morning. Head feels like there's a little guy inside with a hammer.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like doing that. It's dreadful.
All the time. Headache.
Yes. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. We got some new peeps in the chat room.
Oh, Commodore Decker.
We got the peeps from Possum Hour hanging out.
Nice.
Commodore Decker, Reverend Wendy, and RJ Gumby. Are usually Gumby's here.
That's
but
right.
But he brought a few friends. I love it.
That is awesome.
Welcome to the show, you guys.
Welcome. I was listening to Possum. What name is it?
What day is it?
Friday.
Today?
Friday was the storm.
It's probably Friday.
I was listening to Friday Night Possum Hour. It was a good time.
You said Friday.
Did I say Friday before?
You totally said Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Are we distracted today? Are we
thanks
slow?
Thanks for reminding me. I might be a little slow on the draw because
okay.
of the beep.
We
really.
Gotta forget about the beep. You gotta put it out of your mind.
I'm doing okay.
So we can do
the more
a comedy
we talk
show.
And the more we can hear,
okay.
I don't hear the beep.
We'll just make eye contact. We'll just look at each other.
All right, stay focused.
And we'll just stay focused. Yeah, stay
focused.
On target.
The storm happened on Friday. We said that.
Friday,
we said that a lot.
Gotta get down on Friday.
When we're talking about the snow and stuff.
And you sent me a message on Friday. You're like, it's Possum Hour.
Yeah, keep me straight.
I think I sent you a text like, I'm going to sleep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was right when you're like, I just got home. I'm going to sleep.
I think I was in bed when you said you were in Possum Hour, and I was like, that's great. I just didn't have the mental energy or the physical energy to
actually
log into my computer and look and check it out with you. So,
yeah, no, it's okay.
I'm sorry I missed the show, guys.
It was fun. It's fun. You know what? It's a fun time to hang out and drink with them. You know, it's just you're just hanging out with the friends.
Maybe.
Possum it up.
Maybe tomorrow. If I got nothing going on, if I can't get my band together,
okay.
I'll drop in on the Possum Hour
on
Monday.
Nice.
That one doesn't have a song. But you know what does?
What's that?
Friday.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
With that,
very
I
good.
Think it's a good time to take a break.
I think so.
All right, coming up after the break, we'll be talking with the creators of a new animated series, soon to be totally funded.
Oh, that's right.
Dan and Jay from Hero Makers.
Awesome.
Please stay with us.
This is
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My man just left me for another woman. So I'm going to take all the gold and diamonds and crap that he's given me over the years and sell it to CashForGoldUSA.com.
Cash in on all your unwanted gold jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver with CashForGoldUSA.com.
My girlfriend just bought me a sterling silver set for Valentine's Day. I don't know what she was thinking. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. All the cash I'm going to get for CashForGoldUSA.com. What the hell am I supposed to do with silverware?
Turn V-Day into Me-Day and get paid cash for all your sterling silver, diamonds, and gold. CashForGoldUSA.com is North America's number one online gold, silver, and diamond buyer. Proven by independent news sources to pay three times more cash than any of their competitors. They're honest, trusted and have paid millions. Take it from me, I'm British. Visit their site right now and get a $50 cash bonus on all of your gold, silver, and diamond items. Don't wait. Turn V-Day into Me-Day.
Hey, let's use the silver set for dinner tonight.
No! Because I'm taking you out for dinner.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, yo, this is The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back. And as a reminder, you can always call us to chime in at 661-467-2416. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. And finally, follow us on Twitter at our handle, at dkradioshow. Where we only tweet 3 days out of the week or something.
Yeah, that's. I got to tweet some more.
I got to tweet more, too.
Yeah.
I think the Facebook tweets.
Oh, that's right, automatically.
Yes.
Because I tweeted on the Twitter,
uh-huh.
And then I went.
And Facebooked on the Facebook, and then you tweeted.
And then went to the Twitter, and then I had to delete one of the two.
Yeah. You gotta remember that the tweeting also happens with the Facebooking.
That makes it easier.
It does make it easier.
Place, but what can
or
you
it
do?
Makes you feel stupid when you tweet
That's
something
right.
twice.
I get it. I know how it works.
Technology is really difficult.
It's fun.
Especially when you're old like us.
That's right. Ancient.
We're ancient.
Ancient.
Anyway, joining us on the line right now is Dan and Jay from The Hero Makers, which is a burgeoning animated series. And you know what? I'm not going to say your last names because I think I will mess them up.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't
you
go ahead and introduce yourself?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's Dan Hershon.
And I'm Jay Nogg. How are you guys?
Hey. Hey.
Oh, I was going to say it right. Oh, I should have tried.
We believe you.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, no problem.
Awesome. Thanks for being on.
You guys are New York City based, right? So you guys didn't get any of the Nemo action that we got, didn't you?
You got some snow, right?
We got a little bit of Nemo action, but I'm sure you guys got hit harder. I mean, the streets are pretty clear now, and subways are all right. So it's not that bad. I mean, I'm sure after Sandy, Bloomberg really prepared for one.
He might have put in a few words with Mother Nature, too.
Yeah.
After Sandy.
That could be rough.
They might have had a meeting in a corner.
Yeah, this is how it's going to be.
With some mafia.
Look, you don't want anything bad to go down.
Make sure Sandy only hits, or make sure Nemo only hits New England.
Yeah, next time Boston.
New England.
Right.
Nemo does not sound intimidating at all. You just want to hug Nemo, to be honest with you.
Right,
That's true.
A little storm.
He brings white fluffiness.
Yeah. Some wind.
And cold. Anyway, guys, tell us a little bit about your project, Hero Makers.
Sure. It's an animated TV comedy series, and it's kind of like The Simpsons meets the X-Men. So it's about a family existing in a world of superheroes, kind of how they cope with that and, get along with their dysfunctional family business.
And their family business is a business called Hero Makers, which they compete versus the superheroes to make humans feel like superheroes, having them do different activities and different feats and have them feel like a superhero.
Oh.
And there's a bunch of silly superheroes mixed in on the action. These superheroes are not your Superman, Batman, who are there to protect and serve. These people are superheroes who have genetic mutations who are superheroes by mistake and go with the flow and try to make it happen.
Right. Rather than your Peter Parker Good Samaritan, it's kind of like your average jerk got bit by a radioactive eagle or something. I'm becomes a super jerk, basically.
Yes. And the family, the son, Tim, he helps out with the family business, and he is secretly a superhero. And no one knows, so he has to really make this family business run. And whenever he tries to come out to his parents, telling them that they're a superhero, his parents are always assuming that he's trying to come out of the closet and tell them that he's gay.
So
that runs throughout the show, him trying to tell his parents, because his parents don't have the best relationships with superheroes. His father lost his job to superheroes, and his mother used to work directly hand-in-hand with superheroes, and they're unemployed, so they start the family business called Hero Makers.
Oh, I see. I like it. I
that
like
sounds
it.
Good. Yeah, definitely.
And if you go on Facebook.com / Hero Makers, you can find all the illustrations. We put up a lot of silly videos promoting the show. Right now we have, I think, just over 1,700 Facebook likes on there. So the more the merrier. And you guys can find out all the information, all the characters, and the link to our Kickstarter page, which ends on Friday.
Oh, that ends on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can see the video.
Raise money to do a trailer for the series, and we're working with Exit 73 Productions, which are extremely talented. They worked with Comedy Central's Ugly Americans. They worked with Adult Swim's Super Jail. So we're working with a great production company. We have some great voiceover actors, a lot of comedians from around New York City, great sound engineer Ian Gent, our illustrator. So all that money goes towards funding the trailer.
Very cool. So how did you guys come up with the idea to come up with this animated series?
Lots of drugs. No.
Jay and I have been writing sketches together for a few years now, and we actually met through stand-up. But this all sparked from a sketch idea about a Hero Makers business and kind of just the wackiness of that in general. And then from there, it developed into a storyline. And then we reworked the storyline several times. It was, you know, went through a live-action kind of scenario and then eventually became a cartoon and settled on focusing on this family, most of all in this kind of like world of superheroes, just because that's kind of a world that both of us are intrigued by, is this X-Men, Batman kind of like world, but with a comedy spin on it and more realistic take on how that actually would go down.
Yeah, it's like every superhero show or movie, the superheroes are always do-gooders and they always save the world and they can help out with anything. And in this world, imagine having to live with superheroes, and it's tearing the veil off superheroes where all of them aren't good and all of them aren't out for the help of mankind. So you get to see a little insight into the world of superheroes, not just from Marvel or DC
yeah.
or any other comic book production.
And some of them are just kind of like washed up? Is that what you get that angle to?
Yeah, I mean, if we have the leader of, it's called the Superhero Intelligence Team.
Right.
If you spell that out, S-H-I-T. And the leader of the Superhero Intelligence Team is X-Professor. So it's a play on Professor X from the X-Men.
Oh, ex-professor.
He has. We introduced three superheroes in the pilot and in the first season, and more come in. But the main superheroes, the first one is the Incredible Eagle Scout, who is half eagle, half Eagle Scout, and he's the do-gooder of superheroes. And we have Ice Breath 3007, who is a washed-up rapper whose vocal cords are frozen. So when he speaks, he spits ice, and he can freeze people. So what he has to do is rap, because his hot rhymes cancel out his frozen vocal cords.
Wow.
That's the only way he can communicate with people, by rapping to them. If he speaks to them, he freezes you. And our third superhero is the Amazing Bandini, who is a perverted Italian made out of rubber. And he is straight off the boat from Italy. And he is a very sexed-up superhero, which needs to get his priorities in order. But those are the three main superheroes. So you can imagine what kind of craziness ensues with those three superheroes.
I definitely
yeah,
can.
That sounds great.
I like that the way that the X-Professor is in like a scooter and not a wheelchair.
Oh, that little red scooter?
Yeah. Walmart,
what do they call those things?
Motorized cart that he doesn't need. He's just using it for...
Oh, he's just using it?
Yeah.
Yes, his power is getting sympathy overs and reading people's minds, kind of. And his card is ice cream. So whenever he has the ice cream truck, he just jumps out of his motorized cart and runs to get ice cream, which kind of gives up that he's not handicapped.
He just walk around.
From his professor job, because they built an entire ramp system until they found out that he actually wasn't paraplegic.
Oh, no. The scooter always amuses me, no matter how many times I see it on television. It's just kind of a funny thing.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, look at that right now.
So how long have you guys been friends?
What is it? So that's 36 hours right now.
Wow, it's amazing.
We've been friends for, I don't know, at least 4 years. We've been writing this project for, I'd say, about two. So we've been friends. We've been doing sketches for about 4 years now. Yeah, I've been doing this project for about 2 years almost.
Wow. So explain to the listeners why your project needs the funding. Because I know that when people look at Kickstarter projects or Indiegogo projects, they're like, why do the people need this money? Where's the money going? What's it for? Could you just explain to our listeners what the funding
goes
to?
And I really want to go on a safari in Africa. So we need money to...
You're not supposed to tell them that.
No, what we need the money for, none of it is going to Danner and I at all. We have to pay Exit 73 Productions, which is our production studio, in order to make the trailer and animate it. We have to pay a sound studio and a sound engineer to lay down the voiceovers, the sound effects, and the music bedding for the trailer. We have to pay our voiceover artists, who are the voices for the characters, and we have to pay our character illustrator, who actually came up with all the illustrations for the characters on Hero Makers. So all that $6,500 goes towards all that, which encompasses in making the trailer.
And the studios, the Exit 73 studios, I mean, the animation, they just have to, you know, draw out every single frame, and there's so much detail that goes into it. We've seen, you know, a lot of their past work and how many of the jokes come out just through the animation and the characterizations. And so the bulk of it really goes to them, and just it's just such a time-consuming process for them to put together that trailer once we've built the voiceover for it. So... That's probably where the bulk of it is.
Yeah, animation is very expensive.
And timely, yeah.
Check out exit73productions.com, and you can see all the work they've done. We're dealing with an A-list client here. So we're just asking everyone to, you know, help support the arts and help support Hero Makers and make us, get on TV. We have, like I said before, over 1,700 fans on Facebook just through word of mouth in the past 3.5 weeks. And we have over 2,500 Twitter followers in the last few weeks. So really getting nice buzz online and through social media. And we're just asking for everybody's help, you know, $5, $10, $3,000, whatever you got want to give us to help with the production of Hero Makers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is great. You're almost. It looks like you're almost at your goal, too, with five more days left.
I feel really strongly about it.
Yeah, it's got to happen.
Still got, you know, a little bit to go, but I think you guys can get there. So you have until Saturday, and it's a minimum pledge project, so you guys have to earn the $65 to get the money, right?
Yes, we need $6,500 and 0 cents. That's what we need. And people from the Derek and Kay Show, if you guys can help us out, we'd really appreciate it. And if you don't help us out, I will be making a list and hunting you down for next year. So
oh, my
worry,
gosh.
You'll see me one of these days.
That is scary. Yeah, you got to scare them, and they'll pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, as you can assume, I'm one of the voices of the villain.
Scary. Totally.
Well, we definitely want all of our listeners to give a little bit of help out, or a lot of help out to Hero Makers. This amazing project has to happen.
I would love to see it. It sounds so great. What do you see? Are some of the next steps where it's going to go, or what do you see the future as?
Well, the next steps is that after this money is raised by Saturday morning, we lay down the voiceovers, we go into production with the animation, get all the cells drawn up, and once the voiceovers are done, we give them to the animation company, and they match up the voices with the illustrations that they make in the animation, And probably I'm hoping this will be done by May, and then we're going to screen it in New York City, and we'd love for you guys to come down for the screening party, the Derek and Kay show. We'd love for you guys to come down and check out the screening when it happens, probably in May or June.
Oh,
nice.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Any excuse
that would be fun.
To get down to NYC?
Remote broadcast.
I will totally... Oh.
It could be good. Weekend, yeah. Broadcasting live from New York.
Good ideas going on over there.
Be good.
So tell me a little bit about your stand-up careers individually. Do you guys a regular stand-up career got going on?
Yeah, I mean, we're both performing regularly all around the city, all around the country. Dan has a regular show every Monday night. I'm actually, this is live, right? So if you're listening,
yeah.
I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club tonight at 8 o'clock in 20 minutes. I will be late for the show. So
oh, no.
I'll
go when you have to go.
The show, but 8 o'clock tonight, New York Comedy Club, Sunday Night Live. Big up to Jamie Roberts, his show. Great show.
Nice. And we have, before we go, we have somebody on the phone who wants to ask you a question. We're not sure. So this could be good. Could be bad.
We never know.
We'll see.
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right. Person on the phone. What do you
have? Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, what's up? It's Mike from Long Island.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, what's going on? I was just calling because I heard you guys were talking about, like, the fundraiser and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is related to sort of the superhero type of thing. What you could do, like, I've experienced with fundraisers myself. You guys could add reward levels and, like, give people, like, kind of perks to, like, donate.
Oh.
Or they donate a bunch of money. They could make up their own, like, supervillain. Like, for instance,
oh.
My supervillain would be the Black Hole, and he's a guy who eats up internet bandwidth with his endless horse. And then, like, just all his begging and his drivel just eats up bandwidth. And somebody's like, we got to stop this guy on Block Talk Radio because he's just sucking up bandwidth with his silly, silly horse. And then they
yeah.
Put him down.
Mike, do you have any writing jobs?
And then they take them down.
They it's take like, them down, yeah.
Well, we do have incentives, and we do have rewards for our Kickstarter. There are rewards for anything from, you know, an outgoing voicemail message from one of the superheroes on the show. We have one where you can actually be a voiceover and have yourself illustrated into the trailer. So we do have lots of rewards for...
We can
Hero Makers.
Also have a Hero Makers mission organized for you.
Yes.
Like, and videotaped and edited for future memories.
All
yes.
Right.
Oh, that could be really cool.
$3,000, guys. $3,000. You know, you go to Murder Mystery Theater.
It's
or
nothing.
You can go to New York City and you could solve a mystery with a superhero, and we will follow you around, and it will be your own short film.
Wow.
And you will
nice.
Go to New York City actually solving a crime as a superhero.
That sounds like a lot
that
of fun.
That is awesome.
I wish I had an extra $3,000.
All right. I don't know what was up with Hippo Juice Radio, but it's all good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, I guess.
I guess we'll check out your show on Blog Talk Radio.
I think it was a plug.
Was that a plug?
I think it was a plug. Yeah.
I think it was a plug, too.
Anyway, got a lot of good ideas.
We're here to plug you guys. We don't want you to be late for your comedy
yes.
show.
Yes,
but we
please.
Want you to pimp your Kickstarter. How much do you need left for your to make your goal?
We need about, I think, like $2,000 we need.
That is nothing. So
no,
all
yeah,
of our listeners out there, if all of you pool your money together, we can make it happen for these guys.
Totally happen.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We will put links in our description. And please don't be late for your
so
show.
So much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys.
Have a good night, guys.
You have a good night. Have a great set.
All right. Take care.
Hero Makers on Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, very good.
It's time for a breaky break.
I think it totally is, yeah.
And then we'll come back with weird news.
Weird news.
I'm all about it.
I'm going to have to read some of it on the screen here.
Oh,
it's going to be a little
boy.
Bit crazy. I got one piece of paper.
Sketch-a-rooney.
But it's going to happen.
Sketch-a-rooney.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Stay around for weird news.
Y'all.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-282. Bong.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Now, the Derek and Kay Show. It is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. How about this Valentine's Day? Get your Valentine a bong.
It
could be good.
I don't know what the hell that was. It made me LOL, though.
It was pretty funny, I guess. There you go. Someone sends a kitten, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know
what
the hell
that,
was.
No.
Anyway.
No, not so much.
Thanks to our guests, Jay and Dan.
Those guys
in.
Were funny, too.
They were funny.
Hero and makers.
Please, if you guys have any extra scratch, I know it's cat tax time. $1, $2, $3.
That's all it takes.
$10.
Yeah.
$100, whatever. Give a little to this project because I think funding for the arts is very important.
It is important. And we don't ask for money. So
no, we don't.
But we would like money to go to them.
I ask for money outside of the show.
Oh, that's right. That's different, though.
That's different. It's a different project.
It's a different project altogether.
It has
altogether.
Nothing to do with the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's wildly different.
Maybe I should start asking for money for that on the show.
I could interview you.
You could.
You could be a guest on your own show.
Pull up your pants.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so full, by the way.
I'm really full. I'm never eating again, by the
Excuse
way.
Excuse me.
I just have to say
it's
that.
Really unbelievable.
We had burritos from Chipotle,
That's
Mexican
right.
Grill. They were open. So we went there. I ate the whole burrito, and I'm never eating again, I swear to God.
However, they were not taking online orders.
Oh, no, they weren't. Their
that
website
was
messed
that
up.
That was not happening
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
That totally did not work.
I put a zip code in, and it said that there were no restaurants within 100 miles of Boston, which is obviously not true.
It said this. That's what it said.
That's
completely.
What happens when you log into their website.
I guess so, yeah. Something they lost, their server monkey went down or something.
So now this
Someone
is the third...
peddling.
The third time we've said this.
Is it?
Chipotle, we love you.
Yes.
But what's up with your website?
Get
your shiz under control.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Like, if you're closing down because of the storm-related stuff, or you closed down the day before, why not put up a message or something? No, most of our places are closed, but we don't really know which ones are closed, so don't even bother putting an order online.
I totally.
Something like that would be funny.
I don't know.
You can even make it funny.
I'm going to pimp my Indiegogo project in the chat room.
Are you really?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take attention away from our guests.
There you have it. Is there still a beep?
Yes, there's still a beep. We're trying. Remember,
okay.
we're
ignoring
actively trying to ignore the beep.
Ignoring the beep. Wow, that son of a bitch. I'm all right. I'm just going to, you know what? You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm just going to do some weird news.
Excellent.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Listen to the beep.
Don't tell me about the beep. You just told me to forget the beep, and now you're telling me to listen to the beep.
I'm just messing with you.
You're just messing with me.
Just messing.
Where can I read this from over here?
Sure.
Okay.
Couldn't print it out because it shorted out the whole apartment.
It totally did, like something crazy. All right. First story. Well, I don't know if this is really big news, but a New York library book returned 55 years late with $100 in it. A long overdue book has finally been returned to the New York Public Library 55 years later.
With a $100 fine?
They left a check for $100 in the cover to cover the dues.
That's ghetto.
I know, it's pretty bad. She says library records don't go back until 1958. There's no way to trace who borrowed the book. She won't reveal the name on the check either, so there's no information.
Well,
on
I guess
that.
You can't do that. But like, was it? It must have been like an elderly person.
Probably.
Only elderly people write checks and leave them.
That's
places.
Right. They don't have checks that much anymore. Well,
that's what's happening
in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, there you have it.
You know something?
Not a very exciting story, but that's it.
I don't come across checks very often, and I work a retail job.
Yeah.
I'm not frequently behind the register, but sometimes I do end up behind the register.
Oh, and people are going to be playing with checks.
And if someone hands me a check, I almost want to say to them, what are you doing?
It's like, seriously?
I'm like, don't you have a debit card?
Yeah, I don't know who pays with checks anymore.
Or cash.
Cash?
Just
as good as money.
Just as good as money. I mean, I don't respect checks. I still pay my musicians with checks.
Uh-huh.
And I pay my venues with checks.
Yeah,
and
there's
things
still
like
some things you got to do checks with.
But, like, you know, you pay your rent with a check.
Yes, I do, actually. That's the only thing I probably use a check for.
But, like, using a check to, like, go buy some, like, body wash or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or groceries is the worst.
Don't even get me
the
started.
The worst offender with groceries.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You
gosh.
Pull out a checkbook at the Star Market and everyone hates you.
Yeah, people are just behind you.
So bitter.
Wait a minute, you're paying by check?
Hold on,
no.
I have to fill it out. Can we see your driver's
IDs,
license?
IDs, please.
Oh, I left it in the car.
Oh, jeez.
I gotta go get it.
All right, next story. Whoops. Here we go. This one comes to us also from New York. Here we have a New York mom who used a kiss to give her jailed son drugs. Police say an upstate New York woman passed drugs to her son while kissing him when she visited in jail. I'm guessing it's probably an open mouth kiss.
Ew.
She passed a 54-year-old Kimberly was visiting her son last week when she hid oxycodone pill inside her mouth.
Oh, it was a small drug pass.
And passed it on to her son with a kiss.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Well, I have to wait for you to finish the music. The music's still going.
The music's still going. Authorities say that the 30-year-old son was charged with having contraband in prison. And that's what's happening in New York.
Okay. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Was she intelligent enough to put the oxycodone pill in like a plastic thing?
You know, it does
so
not.
That it didn't break down
yeah.
in the saliva so that she might have gotten some of the buzz. And then he, like, you know, because who knows how long she had had it
uh-huh.
in her mouth for? By the time he'd have received it, it could have been like all broken down and gross.
You know what? That's a good, solid question. we don't have that information in front of us. And I'm guessing, judging by the look of the picture, and you saw her, I showed you a picture this morning.
I saw the picture. It was rough times.
She looked like totally like white trash, like roughed up.
Here's my question. Another question.
Okay.
Is the oxycodone that amazing?
Wow.
My question to you is, have you ever taken the oxycodone?
I think I had it once. When I had the kidney stone, I think I had one of those jobbers.
Are you sure what it was?
I'm pretty sure that's the same stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened then?
It's really good stuff. Oh, it's just, I don't even remember. Like, no, I mean, it wasn't that good.
Now we're talking about narcotics.
No,
all right.
Yeah, I know. It goes back to drugs again.
Yes.
No, I think it was good.
Speaking of that, Vicky Cooperman on the show next week.
Oh, that's right. Nice. she's not going to like that.
She knows we're just kidding.
That's pretty slick, though. I like that.
She knows we're kidding.
But,
love her.
You know, she does like the adult. Whoops. Vicky, yeah, on the show.
Oh.
We'll just edit all this out.
No, we
she
won't
likes,
edit it out.
She likes the drinks, too.
Well, we like the drinks as well.
We'll all be drinking on the show.
That's true.
It is probably true.
Is that the only narcotic you've had? Is a strong dose of the oxycodone?
I think I had that. They gave me something else at the hospital, and then I had one of those on the way out.
That was a kidney stone, right?
Yeah, it was really freaking painful.
It was bad.
Like, it's serious stuff. That stuff really hurts.
I had sort of a kidney stone incident.
Yeah.
It was very painful.
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst thing. You're just flopping around on the table. Like, you know, out of control.
Flopping
sweating.
Fish.
Yeah, taking off the shirts. Like, somebody please make it stop.
I had an interesting... Well, I've had... You know what? I've had a few encounters with narcotics.
Yeah.
So Some of them good, some of them bad. Bad.
Oh.
You were there for the bad incident.
Oh, the push the button thing?
No. Well, that was one of the first.
Was that Bad Times?
Well, the first one I ever had was a Percocet, which was amazing because it made the pain go away.
Which one is that?
A white pill they give you and they say take it if it gets really bad.
Okay.
I had gotten my wisdom teeth removed.
Okay.
And I got a dry socket. I woke up one morning and it felt like my head was on fire.
Okay.
So I took, because they'd give me like Advil before then or like something to take, and I've been taking that, and then they're like, just in case, here's a Percocet. It's Percocet.
If you need it, take it.
If you need it.
Yeah.
And I woke up, I'm like, I don't know, 22. So I woke up and I'm like, oh my God. So I go over to the medicine cabinet, grab the Percocet. Dude, like 45 minutes later, it's like the pain melts away. Yes, it was like that. I was like, because
nice.
It was 5 in the morning, and yeah. I was like, thank God I could sleep. Yes, it was amazing. I was like, oh, yes.
Oh.
The pain is gone.
Oh, good. You know, I think I kind of felt that way after whatever it was that I had.
What,
it was,
did you?
Yeah, no, it was
it's
so
good.
Like, oh, everything's good. Hey,
their
how are you doing?
Are magic, right?
They're like, you're looking at people across the room.
They're freaking magic.
And you're just kind of smiling.
And then you saw, the next time you saw me on narcotics was the ankle fracture.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I fell off my horse, my crazy horse.
That's right.
Broke my ankle, like crushed it.
Really bad time.
It was bad. It looked all messed up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
They had to. They admitted me to the hospital. I had to have a surgery.
Yep.
Emergency surgery.
Nuts and bolts in your head.
No, in the ankle.
Oh, I always get that wrong.
I had a crazy X-rays horse, and they gave me morphine, which was amazing.
Yep.
And then they were like, "Oh, you're in a lot of pain." So they gave me Dilaudid, which is the strongest narcotic I think you could find. And it just made me fall asleep. I hated it.
Oh, you love to sleep.
But I didn't want to be asleep during that.
No, probably not.
I wanted to be awake for the whole, like, surgery, like, crazy ankle-broken experience.
Oh.
It is messed up.
That is crazy.
And then, when I got the ankle screws removed.
Okay. Yeah, oh,
four
yeah.
4 years later.
I do remember that, too.
You picked me up because my husband had to go to work.
That's right.
And they gave me Vicodin.
Oh, is that when you got the Vic?
Yes. They said, here, take this Vicodin. And I said, no, I think I'm okay. And they said, here, you need to stay ahead of the pain. And I said, no, I think I'm okay. And they said, no, you should take this Vicodin. And I'm like, okay.
I remember, you weren't that.
And thank God I had got that, like, anti-nausea behind the
oh,
airplane.
That's right. I remember that, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I would have vomited in your car on the way home.
Yeah, it was not good times.
It was horrible.
Yeah, you're kind of, like, lying down a little bit.
It was dizzy times.
We had to stop.
Bad.
We got water. Yeah, it's so bad.
It was bad.
Really, really bad stuff.
So that was, I learned the hard way that I am never, ever, 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 ever going to take Vicodin again.
Hey.
Ever.
Well, there you have it, folks.
The next time I end in the emergency room.
Yeah. What's the other one you like?
Or whatever. Huh?
What's the other one you like?
That I hate them all.
But no, I thought
I
you had one that was
narcotics.
Really. I thought you said there's one that you just felt
morphine
great.
Was amazing.
Oh, that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what gives you this kind of.
Yeah. Morphine was fantastic.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. All right.
The Dilaudid was terrible. That made me pass out.
Huh. Well, I know what to get you for your birthday now.
I just don't. These are the things I don't understand. I don't understand how people get hooked on these things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like crap when I take them.
You don't feel good. You don't feel yourself.
It's like there's no pain, but you feel like a complete
like a moron.
You feel like a moron, and
you
feel
talk
like
funny.
Out of body experience. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you got a mouthful of cotton balls.
Yes.
Or I don't know what.
And like, yes, you're in no pain, but like you're having like you're not really living.
Yeah, you're not living. Well, see, it's the people that need to escape that are the people that. Are on that all the time.
They need a podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Because that makes everything okay.
It does.
You know what else makes things really okay?
What?
Weird news.
Oh, crap. Let's get
back into it. Maybe let's do a couple more stories
here. I forgot. We're doing a show, right?
Well, I think it's a show.
I totally forgot.
I think it's a show.
It's might be a show.
It's what?
It's might be.
It might be a show.
It might be a show.
Okay.
Damn, I need some
Vikes?
Candy or something. No.
No. Okay.
Candy. It's cough drop. Let me get a cough drop. Keep going.
Okay. This one comes to us from Sweden, Stockholm, where I live, where I visited in October. Here we have a Swedish ice pole sitting contest that has six winners. Six contestants have braved the butt-numbing and cold boredom to win an annual ice pole sitting contest in northern Sweden.
Hold on. Butt-numbing?
Yeah, you sit in an ice pool. It's a stack of ice cubes, and you sit on it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
You sit on it for 48 hours. Two
48
women.
48 hours?
Yeah, two women and four men.
Frostbite.
Shared the 20,000 chrono prize, which is actually $3,100, by sitting on a 8.25 tall stack of frozen blocks. And that's what's happening in Stockholm, Sweden.
What do they get for it?
$3,100.
Well, I guess if they get money, it's not so stupid.
Would you do that?
No.
It is butt-numbing. They are allowed to take about 10-minute breaks every hour, every other hour. So
ask me
that.
Ask me if I'd do it again.
Would you do it?
How much money do you get for it?
$3,100.
No.
Oh, the answer is no. Okay.
You'd have to give me life-changing money.
It has to be life-changing. Yeah, we're talking...
$3,800 is not life-changing
it's
money.
It's not.
We're talking about in the millions.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be psyched.
You wouldn't do it for, how about $31,000?
Nah.
Huh?
It's cold.
$31,000. All right.
40 hours?
I got $32,000 in my pocket. You want to sit on this ice for 2 days?
Not really.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen. Okay. You know, I can't, with the weird news on the screen like that, I can't throw it up in the air.
No, you can't.
That's the only problem with
that. You can throw that paper there.
I have one here, which will do two stories that kind of interesting.
Well, can we take a break for just 1 second? We have a call.
Oh, we have a call. All right, let's get the call.
All right, Jesse Heishi.
Easy for you to say.
You're on the Derek and Kay Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Speak.
Speak to us. Sleeping.
Hello? Hello? Now's your time to ask. We got the volume up. Everything's there. She's still...
Oh, you know what, though?
We do press... What?
Didn't have a little question mark next to the name.
Oh, just listening. Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
Oh,
Jesse.
Sorry. Sorry about that. You can do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you want to just listen to the show and you don't have internet and you're driving around...
Damn it.
Here's
my complaint about Blog Talk Radio.
They need a better system
for
that.
This system is totally messed up.
It should say, just listening.
I need to only see callers that want to talk to us.
I thought they press...
Not everyone else.
I thought they show up if they press the button.
No.
No.
They show up no matter what happens. If they're just listening or whether or not they want to talk to us. But they had the little tiny, infinitesimally small little question mark on the on the left-hand side if they want to speak to us.
Oh, I did not see that with the last person.
Are you
confused about that?
Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Theo, please.
As much as we love you,
yes.
We need to maybe get can you make the symbol like huge?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe flashing would be good.
Red,
something like that. Seriously, we're going
to
be taking a call.
So that I don't pick up poor people who are just listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Jesse, thank you for listening.
Maybe an app that comes out from the screen and like hits you in the face.
Wow, that could be pretty crazy.
It's expensive, but I think you could do it.
It could happen.
It could definitely happen.
Let's get back to a couple stories here. we're good. This one comes to us from Berlin. Here we have German police have recovered a cookie sculpture that was stolen by someone impersonating the Cookie Monster.
What?
Yeah, this was a sculpture, about 44-pound gilded cookie that was hanging around. I don't know why this is set up this way, but it's hanging around the neck of a horse sculpture with a red ribbon.
What?
It's a century-old cookie reported stolen last month.
A century-old cookie?
Well, it's not a real cookie.
Oh, okay.
It's a...
Oh, I thought it was a real cookie.
But the newspaper later received a letter demanding cookies to be delivered to the children's hospital. And they also had a picture of Cookie Monster holding what appeared to be a stolen cookie. And they promised a reward of 52,000 packets of cookies. No suspect has been apprehended, but the cookie has been returned. And that's what's happening in Berlin.
I like a good prank.
That is pretty good, right?
Because it's totally harmless and it's funny.
And they brought it back.
And
I mean, I guess
it's
kind of serious. I bet that thing was pretty expensive or something.
But
I don't know.
It's funny.
It is pretty funny. And probably do one more here. And yeah.
Some drama going on in the chat room.
Is there a fight? I haven't been able to look at it.
I don't know.
I got the weird news going on here.
No, I've been looking at you because I'm trying not to listen to the beep.
Oh, Cowpoat. Is Cowpoat in there?
No,
yeah, don't freaking listen to the beep. I said frickin'. Okay, next story. Last story. This one comes to us from Vienna. Would you like to take a nap? At a price at a new studio. One sleepy little side street in Vienna just got sleepier. Tucked behind a Gothic church surrounded in the Renaissance era is a new studio offering deal makers, movers and shakers to rest their feet and take a nap. At a price, a half hour power nap would cost you 11 euros, which is about $15. People know sleep is needed, but it's not necessarily a product, but here they're trying to change that and offer people a chance to take a nap. I would love the idea. I love taking a nap, like at work. I usually take a nap outside. Anyways, that's what's happening in Vienna. And
questions.
Yeah, questions. Apparently, it's not that successful. The first day, they only had one person come in.
Questions.
Yeah.
In this place where you're taking a nap, this public place where you're taking a nap,
I've seen. Yeah.
Is there a mattress?
Fabric? Yeah. I've seen pictures. It actually looks really nice. The building looks really nice. So they have like rooms. They have rooms with dividers.
Okay.
And there's like it really does look classy and nice. They're kind of like
questions.
Not necessarily a bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kay's got questions today, and it almost looks like a recliner or something that's got almost like a sleeping bag or a nice little blanket or something like that. You could have your own room, or there's like rooms with divided ones. There's lots of different styles, and if you're not interested in that, you can also play some computer games, or there's a reading room and relax with a drink and a bite for about 8 euros.
Most of my questions are about.
I know.
Sanitary.
You know, I thought when I was looking at those pictures, I had the same thought. Like, I don't want to slip in someone's bed of drool, you know, if someone just got up from there. I don't know what they do about that. I don't know. And the cat's now eating pancakes.
But if you're like, I mean, there's a lot of problems here. There's like people drooling. There's like people maybe doing naughty things.
I guess that's possible.
Eating there, so there's crumbs in the bed, and then perhaps also bringing into the fold bed bugs.
Oh, geez. that would be really serious.
I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that I would not want that. I don't know. There must be a way to make this right. I think it's a good idea. It's a good start. It looks really good, but I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Germophobic K will not be sleeping in one of these areas.
I don't blame you. I'd be worried about a lot of those same things, too. I mean, I like the idea that you could go somewhere and nap, because I only nap outside in the summer, but where are you going to nap? I only need, like, 10 minutes, too. Feel a lot better.
You can nap outside in the winter. Just bring with you, like, a knapsack.
A tent and a fire.
And a sleeping bag.
I guess so.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I said this morning, we should do the porch show. We should do it on the porch in the winter as well.
Yeah.
With all the snow.
Okay.
It might ruin some of the equipment.
It might be tough on the equipment.
It'll be a bopping good time.
I'm looking forward to the summer of the porch show.
Oh, come on. We can do one in the winter.
Oh, my gosh.
Right before Valentine's Day.
That could be good.
During the coldest month of the year.
All right. That is the weird news.
Oh, fabulous.
And I get to throw this one at least.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I missed him. I totally missed him.
All right. Shall we take a break?
I think it's probably time to take another break.
Maybe we should read the scroll in the chat room. I don't know what the hell's going on.
See what's going
on
there?
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
It could be good.
What are we coming back with? What's going on? I'm losing track here.
I've got some things to share with you, and we're going to talk about what I've been playing.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good times.
All right.
Stay around.
Like you got a nasty cough.
Yeah, no shit.
Here, baby, try this.
Soothe?
Yeah, Soothe annihilates cough and cold symptoms.
Wow, I'm seeing donkeys.
That's the patented cough-killing concoction of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Your cold will be history. How's your cold now?
Oh,
the hell are you?
I'm your wife, fool.
Soothe kills a cough fast. And for the kids' chesty cough, it's Soothe Junior, the medication that comes in a fun, animal-shaped container kids will love.
Hey, look at me. I'm binging on medication just like Dad. Ugh.
Oh, my God, he's barely breathing.
No, that's just the medicine doing its magic.
Thanks to Soothe, his cough is history. With Soothe, you'll forget you had a cough, your name, or where to properly go to the bathroom. Feel better fast with Soothe.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Soothe.
That's what I need.
Talking about the drugs, right? That might help you out.
That's what I needed the last couple of days.
Pretty good stuff.
I was really knocked down by this cold. It's crazy, you know. When I'm not on the radio, I actually do sing for a living.
Yeah, you need that voice.
Not having the use of the voice or having it malfunction is actually very mentally traumatizing.
Yeah.
I was like upset and sad. I was like, oh my God, is it going to come back?
Yeah.
Oh God. Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for extras and show highlights and things like that. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, @dkradioshow. And call us until 8:30 this evening at 661-467-2416. Interesting calls this evening.
Nice.
We'll call. Just one call.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that. I think there was an alter motive there.
It might have been.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was on a mic, too, didn't he?
It's a Skype or something, yeah. That just wasn't a phone.
Yes, definitely.
He sounded like he had a mic connection, definitely.
Sound pretty good. He says he's eating bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
He's not eating our bandwidth.
No.
Unless he's in here.
No, we got silly bandwidth now. Got too much bandwidth, actually.
Maybe Theo is eating bandwidth.
I think he totally is. Crazy.
Anyway,
I found this.
This came across my Facebook feed the other day, and I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yes.
This is audio of Barack Obama singing the Pokemon theme song.
What?
I want to pick the very best. Like no one ever
was.
To get as
my
real test. To claim that as
my
promise. I will travel across the land. And why?
To understand.
That's
a lot of work.
It's you
and me. I know it's my best
friend.
Pokemon. So you're my best friend. You must defend.
Pokemon.
So true.
Our courage.
True. You hate me and I'll hate you.
Wow, that is amazing.
I mean, you've got a pretty sweet butt.
Not the funniest thing you've heard all week.
That is amazing. I've heard lots of those things with the president, where they remix the president's words.
There's a bunch of them.
There's a whole bunch of them, but I think that's probably the best one I've ever heard.
Pokemon.
That is so weird and amazing.
And it totally applies. I was like, it's up my alley, so I was like, oh my God, the Pokemon theme song?
Is there a video? Like, did
yes.
they put? Oh wow, I have to.
But
see
it's just
that.
Him like doing the speeches.
Oh, it's just
different.
Having
to do
oh, I
Pokemon.
See. Yeah. That is pretty amazing.
I love the game. He's like Pokemon.
Wow, that's some really good editing to do that stuff.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. I was
oh, yeah.
like,
it's just,
how
it's just
much
amazing.
Editing?
You got to cut all that stuff up.
Can you imagine the time?
Yeah, I mean, you just got
finding all of those clips.
Yeah, you got.
First of all,
I would imagine you got to categorize like all the words and then like save them.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It's so insane, but
it's really good though.
It's amazing.
That's one of the best I've heard. Wow, awesome.
Anyway,
yeah,
you were asking me earlier about the game I've been playing for the past like month and a half.
Oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
Anyway, it's called Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
It's this farming simulation game.
Hooray!
Okay.
And it's we're gonna have some fun now.
You got it right there.
I'm gonna play live on the air.
That's your 3DS right there?
Yes, this is my Nintendo 3DS.
Nice.
So this I've opened my own chat room. I opened my own room. Oops, someone joined already.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm gonna do is play multiplayer. So other people are gonna come and they're gonna play with my animals. And I'm going to play with their animals.
Hey now.
Okay. I don't know what you... Okay.
Everybody has a farm.
Sure they do.
It's a farming simulation game.
Okay.
I'm actually going to start now because I got three people in my room here.
Okay.
You know.
So you... Yeah. How does this work here? So you bring your animals to a place?
You bring your animals to a place.
Okay. So you got all kinds of different animals,
yep.
I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. But there's no chickens.
There's no chickens. You can't bring
cows,
your
chickens. Alpacas,
cows, okay,
and sheep,
and
llamas.
I don't have llamas. Crows?
No,
crows.
There's
okay.
No birds.
Okay.
Oh, we're exchanging items.
Okay.
What
do you got there?
We'll see what I got.
The little elf
said no complaining no matter what you get.
Oh, you just be happy with what you got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you never know who's gonna give you what.
Okay.
Let's see what I got.
Sure.
I received milk. Oh, that's crappy.
Isn't it yummy?
All right, here we go.
Milk's not good.
We're going to... This is, let's see, who's this? This is Molly. Oh, this is... this is my sheep, actually.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to shear it. It likes it.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go over, this is Virgil?
What is that? Who's Virgil?
Virgil is somebody's sheep.
A lot of sheep action in this game.
Yeah. Oh, here's a cow. This cow is a you-do.
Huh.
I'm going to milk it.
Milk it for all it's worth, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
What?
Isn't that what they say?
Milk it for all it's worth?
I guess.
You know, actually, I think I have to finish this.
Okay.
Like, I can't stop what I'm doing.
I guess I got to do the rest of the show on my own. Well, this could be interesting.
Online. This,
you can't leave them hanging, right?
No. Well, I have to finish shearing and milking all the animals.
All right, listeners.
I mean, I could leave.
Stay tuned for listening to 12 minutes of Kay playing Harvest Moon.
This is Momo. Someone's cow is named Momo.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I get good names, like Mad Cow.
That's a good name.
This Rosie. This is my cow.
How long does this usually take?
Oh, like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well.
Let's see. Who is this? Oh, this is Bean. Bean is my llama.
How?
What's funny is
how
it?
Is your llama Bean?
Here's another llama, Oreo.
Huh.
It kind of looks like an Oreo.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Why is this like black and white or something?
Yeah, it's black and white a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see. White people are so scared of black. Oh, this is my alpaca Salt. I have two. Right. Their names are Salt and Pepper.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, this is somebody's...
That is solid.
This is somebody's yak named QWERTY.
Oh, that's good. Like the keyboard, right? That's great. I like the names are definitely original.
Creative names.
How has your llama been?
Wait, I'm coming... Oh, there's a ginormous sheep on the screen.
Oh, my gosh. That sheep looks huge. That sheep is as big as a building.
I'm going to...
I hope we still have listeners after this. That's all I was saying. I don't know. Okay. Okay. So, basically, so when Kay's not on air, she does a lot of this, and she's also doing the singing. Very, very different and unique thing.
I sing, and I play this stupid game.
Yeah.
You know, people think video games are all about violence and stuff.
No, this is your farming here.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're about shearing your sheep, milking your cows, and picking up and putting down your chickens. Because that's what you have to do to you know, to hug your chickens.
Sure.
All right, I'm disconnecting. All right. That's good. I'm done.
Wow.
Did you enjoy that?
That was pretty great. Yeah.
That was wacky, right?
Wow. There you go. Farmville.
No. No.
That's the Facebook one.
No.
What is this called again?
Harvest.
Oh, Harvest Moon. I kept thinking farm. Okay. There you go.
My farm is called.
Yes.
Lovely Farm.
You have a lovely farm. Oh boy.
And I have six cows.
Six cows?
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
And I got married. Yes.
That happened.
My character also now pregnant. But
still
working.
Oh boy.
Still working.
Still working on the farm.
Yep. And not showing either.
What is not showing?
Not showing.
What's your husband do?
He's a hairdresser.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
That's interesting.
Right. Okay. He's kind of a hipster. Got glasses on and everything.
Oh, you're hip if you got glasses.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. The other guys were douchebags.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Where is it?
Douchebags. All the other bachelors.
Trying to figure it. Okay.
These are the good video games.
Those, yeah. No, it's good. And where do you get the other one? Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's fun.
Which doesn't really seem to be a game to me also.
Not really a game.
It's just wacky. You're just like asking people to borrow your milk or borrow their milk.
What?
And then you're like,
oh, yeah, that's
trading
right. They
stuff.
Had to borrow it. Well,
and
yeah,
you're like
can...
writing letters. Guys, I'm sorry if the show's not interesting anymore.
Whatever.
Wait, that sucks to be. Oh, they're talking about it. They're having their own conversation.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's video games. That's kind of cool stuff. That's what we do.
Animal Crossing is a great game.
It's wacky. I like watching it, but I don't know if I could ever play it on my own.
Hopefully, they'll come out with the one for 3DS very soon.
That would 3D would be trippy. That would be really weird.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Because I've played video games since we were like, what, 10?
Oh, yeah, totally. Me
and
too.
Have
no, it is good times.
Not stopped for one single year.
Yeah, played. Always played. That's true.
I think if you're our age, it's just, and if you started then, and if you were not stopped, it's just part of your, like, life.
You grew up with it.
Yeah.
And then people that are slightly older might not be interested.
Probably.
It's kind of an interesting thing. Like, you're either in it or you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some good Super Mario Brothers.
That's right.
It's a hard game.
It is.
I still have never, ever, and I don't think I will ever finish it.
Oh, I did. I did when
I don't
I was
know how
kid.
You did that.
Oh,
do,
it's tense.
I don't
very
do
tense.
Any of that. Commodore Deckers is holding out for 3D Pong.
Oh, it is. 3D Pong would be a lot of fun.
Don't joke. They might come out with it.
No, they might. Yeah, that would be actually scary.
Nintendo is running out of ideas. Don't you think?
They might be.
A little bit
They've
sometimes.
They've been recycling a lot of these game titles, but they still make them great. And they're very successful with it.
Successful.
Yes.
Like Pikmin.
Pikmin's great.
And Smash.
Smash is also great.
Congratulations!
But so far, there's no reason really to get a Wii U yet.
Not that we've seen. If they do the Pikmin or the Smash, then
Pikmin comes out, I'm giving them $300.
Totally, totally in for Pikmin.
No Pikmin? $300 in my pocket.
No, it's why do you need it? Don't need it.
Sorry,
Nintendo. Don't need it.
Love you, but yeah. I mean, come on.
It's all about the Pikmin. That's either that.
Or Zelda.
Bring
there
you
a go, Zelda.
Zelda
Wii U.
Yeah.
I'm giving you $300.
There you go.
Or a Smash Wii U.
Seriously, Smash has got to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, so nerdy.
Oh, there you have it.
I'm amazingly nerdy. Anyway, it's almost Valentine's Day.
That is true.
Thursday.
It is true.
Are you planning on doing anything?
I have no real plans, no real Valentine, unfortunately, but I might just end up going to the dance, as I normally do every week, and going to a concert dance, having a good time.
We can have a Derek and Kay show Valentine's Day party.
Okay.
But my husband and I are going to a charity auction.
That's right, so you'll be busy.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be bidding on things.
There you go.
Hopefully.
What kind of things?
Don't know.
You don't know, they don't give you like
I know
a
there's
list
some,
yet.
Well, I know... Something I actually donated.
Oh, you don't buy that.
I could bid on something I actually donated.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a trip or something.
That could be fun.
Could be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be able to afford anything there.
Those kind of events are always fun. You get a little liquored up.
Yeah, you get a little good.
You
get some free food.
They start the auction.
Well, it's not really free.
You start feeling good. You know, the drinks are flowing, and then, you know, you're bidding money on things.
I think that
works out really well.
That's really the point of it.
That's why they do it, yeah.
There's a bunch of these.
Raspberry cheesecake.
What?
I was just looking at the chat room.
Oh. I was like, "What? Where's the raspberry cheesecake?
Not a good choice to catch a buzz on.
What?
What is that?
I don't know.
Wendy? Wine. She's talking about wine.
Oh, wine's good.
Wine that tastes like raspberry cheesecake. Not good to get a buzz on. Okay.
What?
All right.
I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Hmm.
Anyway.
What's going on?
I don't know. Should we talk about the show next week?
Oh, we got a show next week.
Yes.
And that's exciting. We probably should plug that show.
We've got two shows next week.
We're going to have two.
Craziness.
We don't know when one of them is going to be released, but it'll be
pre-recorded.
Oh, you get the date.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pre-recorded number.
We're going to do a pre-recorded show.
Yes.
And then we're going to do a show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy.
Show.
So we're going to have...
the live show.
Casey Smith.
That's right. She's funny. I like her. I think she's going to be a good guest.
Of the Tonight Show web series, On the Lot with Casey.
That's right. And we're going to try to do...
She's
for
very
the first
funny.
Time, she's very funny. And we're going to try to have her as our first, not in studio guest.
But in studio, sort of, with Skype.
Yes. And we're going to have video set up and for her and us. And we're going to try to have her in for the whole show. She'll be a guest for our show. That'll
it's
be a lot of fun.
It's going to be super fun.
She'll hang out with us, and that'll be fun.
And then on Wednesday, we're going to release our craziness with Vicky Kupferman.
Nice.
And her friend Max, live in studio in Boston.
Oh, boy. That is also going to be a crazy show.
They're up here for a show, and they're going to come in. We're going to have some fun.
Yes. We had
possibly
her,
some drinks.
I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure there's going to be drinks. How are we going to have drinks for both shows? That's going to be tough.
Oh, it could be nuts.
That could be totally nuts.
So that's going to come out Wednesday.
Oh, that's going to be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of exciting guests coming up.
We do.
Yes.
And it doesn't end with that.
We're totally
more,
busy.
Even more coming, yeah. We have guests up until the next few weeks.
We are booked solid until mid-March.
Oh, it's going to be good.
So we are looking forward to exciting guests bringing you and exciting shows.
A lot of good stuff.
Oh, man. I am just so congested.
You do sound a little snuffed up.
So I bought the NyQuil pills.
Yeah, those do. You sound better than you did yesterday.
It always comes back to pills, doesn't it, on this show?
I guess today it does. I don't know. You
medicine.
Need some of that soothe.
I do need some of the soothe.
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 Could be good.
Is the same thing...
Not for young kids, though.
Taking soothe, is that like the same thing as maybe like, I don't know, like a few shots of like Hennessy.
Yeah, I think it's got. I definitely think it's got a booze effect because then you'll be seeing donkeys.
You have donkeys now?
Yeah, you know about donkeys?
No.
It's there just in case. Got a lot of new things.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What do you guys want us to talk about?
I don't know. You know what I'm going to hear again, though?
Oh, what are you going to hear? Oh, let's do it.
Uh oh. Hold on. Oh, no problem. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
I hear a beep.
You do?
I don't know. Sounds like a beep in the background.
What's the beep? Oh, it's the beep.
Yeah. Take it.
I want to be the very best. But no one ever was. To get as my real test. To claim them as my cause.
Oh, you know what?
I will travel.
I thought I was running out of material, but I wasn't. I totally forgot to do something.
Oh, okay.
The most unhealthy celebrities,
I
according
we were
to
oh, yes, yeah.
to friggin' Perez Hilton.
Yes, okay.
Now we're not going to have time for this.
Oh, no. We were just hanging around.
Guess who's on the list?
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-oh.
Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Rihanna. Charlie Sheen. But then he starts getting bitchy in his list because he puts Katy Perry, junk food. Kim Kardashian, junk food.
Oh, what the hell? They got a problem with the junk food?
Christina Aguilera, tanning, overeating.
Huh.
The Olsen twins, coffee. Larry the Cable Guy, overeating.
What's the big deal about that?
The situation, drugs, alcohol, and tanning.
That's all, wow. I like to throw the tanning in.
Wait, this one's the bitchiest, I think. Sinead O'Connor, mental breaks.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Does she have problems?
I don't know. I remember problems, like hearing problems like years ago, like how she kind of, I don't know, like she has her fits or something.
Seconds. That Nothing Compares song is amazing.
That is a good song. Why would you be upset with that?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
That's from, when would that come out? When we were like in
1990, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Maybe even older than that.
I'm going to have a coughing fit.
You okay there?
Just in time for us. Wait, Reverend Wendy said she's bipolar and tried to kill herself.
Oh, is that the truth?
Oh, that's
terrible.
Well,
there you go. A little bit of a whack job.
But also, Perez Hilton is a little bit of a whack job, too.
Oh, also a whack job.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he's a little full of himself. What do you think?
Probably.
A little bit.
Coming out with a list like that.
All right. Well, we're done. I'm gonna take some NyQuil.
Are you?
Not right now.
Okay, don't do it right now.
A little bit.
We'll drop on the ground.
We'll drop on the ground.
Well, stay tuned next week.
Please join us next week for Casey Smith.
Casey!
Woo! We can't wait. All right, thanks you guys in the chat room.
All right, thanks for listening.
And thank you both for listening.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray! Oh my gosh, make that thing stop. It's driving me crazy. I'm going to totally take care of it right now. No, I'm going to take care of it right now. Here it goes. All right, I think it stopped. No, it's still doing it!
Alright, I don't know how you're going to make that beep stop.
I'm going to have to get in there with a flashlight.
Or do you have like a sledgehammer?
I might have to take a hammer to it. I really might have to.
An axe or something?
I don't know. It's just driving me crazy.
A hacksaw.
I do have a saw. Thank you. Thank you for setting it up. You can saw it off, I guess.
Or, like, you can take, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, you know what it sounds like?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever listen to the song Quiet Storm by, like, Smokey Robinson? Hold on.
I actually don't know.
You don't?
I don't know that song.
Hold on. YouTube it right now.
But you said...
Whenever I heard the song come on the radio, I was like, what the hell? Because it's this. Oh, gosh, please play.
Oh, you said Quiet Storm, right?
7 minutes. Okay, listen
okay,
carefully.
Okay. Oh! Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. And every time this would come on, I'd be like, what the hell? Why is there a beep?
You're absolutely right!
Make it stop.
It's horrible. Get a little bit of that.
It's
like
a good
that.
Song, though.
Yeah.
This eventually does fade out, though.
I would hope so.
There it goes.
Yeah. Soft
and warm. A quiet storm.
Shake that booty.
Quiet as well. Break of dawn.
Wow.
All right. hopefully we won't get sued for playing that.
No, it's
good.
I think we're okay.
Okay,
I think the beep will silence it out.
I stopped the tape.
I don't know how to stop the tape.
I can stop the tape.
Can you stop the tape?
Yeah.
Okay, I got
but
it.
I can't stop the beep, though.
I can't stop the beep.
All right, here we go.
Okay, do it.